God's word from the gospel according to John in the 10th chapter, the first 16 verses, kind of a longer reading today. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they'll never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd." May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. It is Pastor Appreciation Month, all month of October. I've spoken with you about my call to ministry, and we come to find out that I'm not the only one with a call from our Lord Jesus Christ. We are all called by our Lord. We continue to explore our Lord's call on our lives today. Remember, I mentioned that the word call appears 480 times in God's word, and in those 480 uses of the word call are several meanings of the word call. The definitions I refer to is the definition of the word call meaning a divine vocation or a strong inner prompting to a particular course of action. And as we have looked at, and we'll see again today, our calling can be both. Let's consider for a few moments the lives of the disciples. They were called by Jesus to follow Jesus. They were called to be Jesus' disciples. They were later called to be apostles. John MacArthur, in his book, 12 Ordinary Men, talks about the disciples this way. These 12 men were ordinary men in every way. Not one of them was renowned for anything. We don't even know that any of them ever won a fishing contest, and yet several of them were professional fishermen. Had their own bass boat and everything. No one ever claimed that the disciples were ever good students. Even though Jesus called them, they never seemed to have been part of a religious establishment, didn't build a synagogue, weren't synagogue leaders, or even on the altar guild. One of them had been shunned by the religious people, Matthew, a tax collector. And this was further proof that they were all over the political spectrum, from Roman collaborators like Matthew to Roman protesters like Simon the Zealot. But Jesus called them both, and Jesus called them both disciples, even as apostles, and they both served Jesus. Although we know what kind of work most of them did, from 4 to 7 of them were in the fishing industry, we know one was in government and Jesus was in the building trade, but we can't be certain what the others even did for a living. Now that is as ordinary and nondescript as you can get. Under occupation on half the disciples write the word unknown. None of them seem to have come from the big city either. Remember all of that. When you remember that Jesus called them each, and we know even one of the 12 would betray Jesus, Jesus called him too. Here's what we do know about these 12 men. Peter's first recorded words to Jesus were these, "Leave me, Lord, because I'm a sinner." And Peter said it on his knees, begging Jesus to go away. How's that for a future leader of the church? We know that the disciples did not always understand what Jesus said. There are at least a half a dozen instances where the Bible simply says the disciples didn't understand what Jesus was saying. Once the disciples told Jesus, "Jesus, what you said's hard to understand." Other translations put it this way, "Who can listen to this? Who can accept this teaching?" This is not the kind of thing we might look for in the future leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ. This is what else we know about the disciples from the Bible record. There were moments when the disciples were given to power trips, wanting Jesus to tell them if they, the disciples, could be in places of honor in the kingdom. In another instance, they were ready to call down fire on villages that rejected Jesus' message. They just needed Jesus' permission to do it. And this short report that I always share with the daycare children, almost always the first story I share with them about Jesus from Mark's gospel in the 10th chapter, the Bible tells us some people were bringing little children to Jesus so he might touch them, but his disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." The disciples were not going to let the children see Jesus. Typical adults, huh? The adults can see the parade, but the children can't. Well, Jesus put a stop to that. But there they were, the men who would later develop children's ministries. At the beginning of their work, they were keeping children away from Jesus. And then a great reminder about the disciples' character is told us when Jesus was arrested in the city of Jerusalem. It says, all the disciples forsook Jesus and fled. Other translations put it this way. They all deserted Jesus and ran away. They all ran off and left Jesus. Again, this is not a very good start for a worldwide movement about Jesus. But you know that wasn't the end, was it? But John MacArthur puts it this way. At that moment, with the disciples' heels of their feet fading into the distance, it looked like Jesus' training program was a monumental failure. It looked like the disciples had forgotten or ignored everything Jesus had ever taught them about taking up the cross and following him, or had forgotten how Jesus had predicted the whole arrest and trial. And we know what happened then, don't we? After Jesus' arrest and trial, Jesus was executed, then Jesus was resurrected. And Jesus also met with the disciples again. In one scene, Jesus says to them, "Peace, peace to you." Jesus doesn't mention their failure to them. Jesus doesn't correct them or tell them that they really screwed up that night. No, Jesus meets with them, teaches them some more, and sends them on their mission. To Peter, Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." I had a professor once, and I admire him for this. It was his first class of university students. He was teaching the Old Testament. Came time for the first exam. The whole class failed the exam. The professor decided to start the whole class over again right then and there. When all the disciples forsook Jesus and fled, when they had failed and forgotten what Jesus had told them, Jesus could have written them all off. Jesus could have brought in a new crop of recruits. But no, Jesus kept the 11 he had originally called. He taught them some for 40 more days, and then Jesus left the earth. So when we talk about your calling, it's going to be really tough for you to use any excuse that you think you're not good enough to serve. Jesus didn't buy that excuse then, and no one can claim that Jesus thinks it's a good excuse today. But I'm getting ahead of myself. But we might notice that there were several callings all through the 3 years that Jesus was with the disciples on earth. Again, I'm following John MacArthur's outline. The 12 disciples were called. They were called first to salvation, or conversion. Peter's able to make the good confession that he declares Jesus to be the Messiah. Jesus has told them that the kingdom of God had come to them, even saying that the kingdom was among them or within them. John the Baptizer had called Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And some of the disciples heard that. They accepted that. So the disciples were called first to salvation or conversion. Secondly, or I should say, having been called to conversion, having been saved, having been called to follow Jesus, the disciples were then called to do ministry. Luke's book tells us that Jesus sent the disciples out to do the things that Jesus was doing. Jesus gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. When returning from another mission trip, they were excited that the demons were subject to them in Jesus' name. So the disciples were called to ministry, Jesus' ministry. They were instructed by Jesus and did the same things that Jesus did. And yet they would be called again for special service. It was another time, a different time, when Jesus brought the disciples together and he chose from among them 12 of them. This he did after Jesus had prayed. And it says that those 12 that Jesus selected would be named apostles. As apostles, these 12 would lead the church. They would write portions of the Bible. They would preserve the stories about Jesus and Jesus' teaching so that others could write them down, like Luke. And having received these three calls, there was one more call that we believe all the disciples, that is, all the apostles, a call they all answered. These 12 followers of Jesus, and remember that Judas was replaced by Matthias, we believe that these men accepted the call to martyrdom. Having once fled Jesus when Jesus was arrested, there are traditions that the apostles were later killed or murdered for their faith in Jesus. So even later in their lives, they answered a fourth call from Jesus to answer the call to martyrdom, death for the unwavering faith of the believer. So friends, what does this to do with you? Oh, everything. Today's scripture from the lips of Jesus says, the sheep listen to the shepherd's voice. The shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Jesus calls his sheep. That's you and me. Jesus leads us, his sheep. And we know that Jesus also sends his sheep. But Jesus, the good shepherd, is always leading his sheep. I hope by looking at the disciples and their call by our Lord Jesus that it's clear to you, you don't disqualify yourself for service to Jesus. I'm not sure you can. It's possible for people to disqualify themselves for pastoral ministry, and we've seen very public examples of men who have fallen away and failed their calling to pastor God's church. We have seen pastors arrested for drug use, arrested for money scams. Pastors arrested for soliciting sex, arrested for inappropriate relationships. Yes, people who have been called to pastor and lead have and do disqualify themselves from leading Jesus' church. But they are never disqualified from service to Jesus. They may have disqualified themselves from leading Jesus' church, but they're never disqualified from service to Jesus. And you are never disqualified from service to Jesus. Even fallen pastors, although disqualified from the pulpit, are never disqualified from service to Jesus. They may have limited themselves, but Jesus still calls his own. Look at the Bible record. Jesus calls his sheep, and it says, the sheep know the shepherd's voice. So my advice to you is to keep listening. All we have to do is pay attention. Oh, and it would help immensely if you would be obedient to Jesus' call. But celebrate Jesus' call. This month, we talk about pastors and talk about their call. We also talk about your call. Celebrate that the shepherd calls you by name. And you hear his voice. Jesus is calling. Amen.